So I don't know if you remember hearing about the Kentucky meat shower.
I have not. This is the first time I've heard about it.
Apparently, this is a thing that back in 1876, supposedly meat rained down from the sky here in Kentucky.
Like, what kind of meat? What are you talking about? Like steaks, ground beef? What is happening?
So the Bath County History Museum decided to dedicate one of its exhibits to the Kentucky meat shower. From WLKY.
The meat shower. Legend has it, in March of 1876, a woman was outside with her grandson when chunks of red meat started falling from the sky.
What in tarnation is this? Is this, what is this meat?
A purported piece of that meat is preserved by Transylvania University. Researchers have their own theories on what it is and how it got there.
Okay, so they're thinking, how did this meat fall from the sky? We'll get to the explanation here in just a sec. But did you glaze over the fact that they have preserved some of the meat from that event?
Well, of course you had to, right?
Yes.
Yes. When it's raining meat in the sky, you grab a little bit and you're like, yeah, I'm going to have this looked at.
I mean, when it's raining meat in the sky, you point your face skywards and you open up your mouth.
I don't know if I do that.
Yeah. You open up your mouth. You allow some of that meat to get in there.
Honestly, I'm not assuming that it's cooked.
The meat from the sky, you just let it fall.
No.
Hit your face.
You catch it and then maybe throw it on the grill first.
All right, so what happened?
One includes there's a weather pattern where winds will pick up small fish and frogs, and I think it's called an upspout, and then they lay them down in another place. For me, the vulture vomit theory is the only one that feels possible.
Yeah, so it's the vulture vomit theory. Yeah, so they're thinking
vomiting vultures.
Yeah, but here's my favorite part of the entire story from WLKY. They go back to the anchor.
Hmm, okay.
All right then. So, okay. Yeah, it's raining meat. And
I been the anchor, I would be. Did you just say vulture vomit?
Yeah.
It was raining vomit from the sky.
Well, it's raining meat. We don't know if it was vulture vomit.
Vomited from vultures.
But yeah, raining meat.
Oh,
there.
My goodness.
So you can see some of that historic event, the Kentucky meat shower. They're in the Bath County History Museum. So that's pretty cool. But I'm telling you, if you see meat falling from the sky,
do not open your mouth.
Open your mouth. Allow meat inside you.
No, you do not. What is the matter with you? You want to eat vulture vomit? Is that what you're telling me right now? You're endorsing that.
I mean, I would probably look up and see, what in the heck is that? And then my mouth would be open naturally, because when you look up in the air, sometimes your mouth opens. So I would think maybe accidentally some meat would fall in my mouth.
Okay. That's the difference between you and me.
What, you don't allow meat in your mouth?
Exactly. I don't allow vulture vomit meat from the sky in my mouth.
All right. Anyways, there you go. We'll tweet it out on X @BenAndKellyShow.